couple of things to call to your attention. First of all, next weekend we celebrate the most holy body and blood of Christ, the Feast of Corpus Christi, and we will have a procession with the Blessed Sacrament after the 11 o'clock Mass, as we have in years past. Great opportunity to come and worship the Lord present in the Eucharist. Also, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and as our custom, we will have Mass at 9 a.m., not 7:30. Also, next Saturday, or rather this coming Saturday, we will have a car wash to support the children of Madagascar. That'll go from 10 until 2. And so we invite you to come there and get your car washed. Hopefully it won't rain. Of course, no, most likely it'll rain after we have the car wash, but that's the way things go. Finally, there is a movie being shown on June 4th, 5th, and 6th, just those 3 days, called Jesus Thirsts, The Miracle of the Eucharist. I've seen the trailer for it. It looks wonderful. And it's only going to be shown those 3 days. And to get tickets, you can go to fathomevents.com. And it's going to be shown at the Atlas Cinemas at Great Lakes Mall, where we were for Cabrini. And if you want to get tickets, you can also go to atlascinemas.net and get the tickets for that. I think it will be a very good thing for all of us to help us appreciate the great gift of the Eucharist. Some years ago, I was in the classroom, and the children were doing art. They were doing all sorts of things. And one child was really intent. He had his markers, he had the colored pencils, crayons, and he was really intense. And I said, what are you drawing? He said, it's a picture of God. I said, well, nobody knows what God looks like. They haven't seen my picture yet. The point is that each of us is to be a picture of God. To let people see God through our actions and attitude. Today is Trinity Sunday. The Trinity is a most profound mystery that we can never come to the end of. It's the basic mystery of our faith. How can one God at the same time be three individual persons? We can try and understand. We can speak the words, but we don't really understand. Indeed, I think one of the great joys of heaven will be that we can contemplate that mystery forever and never come to the end of it. One way in which we can speak of the Trinity is that of a family. And the family that is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is probably the only not non-dysfunctional family, with the possible exception of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. All families are dysfunctional some way or another, but the family of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not. God is not alone. There is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, perfect in love, in a perfect relationship of love between them, perfect harmony. And that love of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit pours itself out to us in creation. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have created each of us as human beings and loves passionately each and every one of us. And we see that in the first reading, where Moses talks to the people and says, nothing like this has ever happened before. God loves you. And he wants you to love him, not because he needs your love, but because that will be the best for us. And we are to enter into a relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. As Paul says, each one of us is a child of God. We are brought into a relationship with the Trinity, and we have been sent to proclaim it to the ends of the earth, as we hear in the gospel. We are to proclaim the great mystery of the Trinity, God's love for each of us, by being a people of charity, who act in charity, whether we love the person we are being charitable towards or not. We are to be kind and patient, even when our patience is tested. We are to live in this world, longing for a perfect world to come. We have seen many pictures painted of God. Some are better than others, but all of them try to express the reality of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united perfectly in love and harmony, but yet one God. Let each of us who has been baptized into the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit live in such a way that we may let others see who God is, because he lives in us and we live in him.